It's 7 after the hour. We present to you another opportunity to make it a good week on the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Sheep, has some deals from Arby's, Bath and Body Works, and more in about a half hour here on Good Day. Jennifer is going to bring us into the world of television. I watched The Good Wife last night. That's about all I did watch. And it's interesting how this is a special art. These people who write for these television shows and the ability that, whether it's a team or a singular approach, the fact that these ideas come and you can integrate two or three different stories in the course of an hour.
And tell those stories.
Oh, yeah. And have them all. That's a real art. I think people take for granted when they watch this stuff how much better it is. I'm not a big fan of reality television, the so-called the dancing stuff and the singing and all that stuff. I don't find that entertaining at all. But what I do, I love a good story. And when it's told, you know, you read a good book and how exciting it can be.
You want to get to the next episode.
Yeah,
the next
chapter. Yeah, right. And I think that's really what some of these good episodic television programs are all about. Whether it's the dramas,
but
like Good Wife, or the action shows like NCIS, and I don't know, what is The Mentalist a drama or an action show? I have a hard time.
It's drama. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is all you watch CBS? Do you watch anything else?
I have. I don't think. Last night I watched Pan Am a little bit before I fell asleep. It was on ABC. I don't know. It's a sort of a stretch, but what they're trying to do is present stories about these four stewardesses, because they weren't called flight attendants then, and the intrigue that goes on in their lives. And so it's a soap opera.
Being a stewardess back in the 60s, that was a sexy job.
Yeah, it was a soap opera. Yeah.
Well, that was a find a husband job.
Yeah.
A pilot husband, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they did it, honestly. Right. I mean, you had to talk to them.
Yeah.
Well, was it much of a ripoff on Mad Men? Because that's what it seemed to me.
I think those shows, that's what they tried with the Playboy show is going away. If it's still on this week, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, it lost the night.
It just really didn't do well, and it wasn't. It was.
I've heard it's pretty good though, but yeah.
I don't know. I didn't.
Went back to the storytelling.
Yeah.
In the reality TV.
Yes.
They try to do. Reality TV doesn't work without stories, really. That's why American Idol is so big, is because they take these contestants and they build a story around each one.
They give them a backstory. So
and you get you get an emotional attachment to these people, and especially the ones who have these up and coming or hard luck stories where you really want to root for them.
Right.
And you know, what was her name that won a few years ago?
Crystal Bowersox.
No, not her. Oh, shoot. Anyway.
She was homeless. That made you kind of
Fantasia.
Want her to win.
Fantasia Barrino.
Yeah.
You know, she had a story with the kids, single mother, the whole thing, and they brought her along. It's just, they always try to build the stories around it. And the successful ones, that's why they do a little bit better in the ratings.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Rich. We now have a much fuller understanding. Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause for Richie.
I'm glad I could
help. Who's happy to help us out here.
I know you need it, so.
Of course I do. Absolutely. So here's the issue. There are always issues. We have good things going on. The school situation, the president's plan to overhaul No Child Left Behind. I had asked earlier, Roberta, you have a child that's in public school, but a specialized public school, so doing well. I don't know that having these conversations gets anywhere. That's the thing that bugs me. I don't like going down streets that seem either to go no place or there's a never-ending. This has been going on. These politicians have been playing with this thing and playing with your children.
Well,
and
No Child Left Behind. It's a dismal failure.
Well, all of the educational programs that have been set forth by the federal government, every single one of them, whether it's this one or the one before or the one before that, the one before that, these big bureaucracies don't work, and this is proof of it. And why it is that people don't demand. Richie and I were talking earlier, some of it on the air, some of it off the air, about this program that's been instituted in some of the schools. If this is happening in your school district, we'd like to hear from you at 800-510-8255. We know the traditional way. When I was a student, I guess in elementary school, we got grades based on 60 passing and 70 being average and 80 being good and 90 being excellent and yada, yada. And then you got A, B, C, D, and F. So when you got to high school. So we understand that. Now there's this new concept, and people say, oh, well, it's just changing the letters to numbers. Why bother? What's the point? What really is happening, Richie said, in his district, and what I've heard from some people talking about this at the wedding over the weekend, you know how conversation goes usually according when people find out what you do for a living. And my daughter is a teacher, so that's why, and my sister's a teacher. We're having dinner on Saturday night at the wedding, and this whole thing got off onto what's happening in one of the districts around here. That is, the teachers have negotiated a way to grade students without having to do any grading. In essence, no homework grading. The teachers never see the homework. The students are assigned homework, and they do it on their own or not. The tests that are done are corrected by each other as the things are passed around. And then at the end of the semester, at the end of the grading period, you have a 1 based on failure. A 2 means you just got by. A 3 means you're average. A 4 means you're doing pretty good work. And a 5 means that you ought to be in a one of those.
Is anybody else outraged by this?
It's stupid.
I know we've just been talking about it, but why? I mean, we coddle kids so much.
Right.
Life has failures.
Push
there are winners and losers
right.
in life. It's how you get past it
yep.
and how you improve yourself. And this is not doing anybody any favors mm-hmm. by not hurting little Johnny's feelings because he
right.
can't
Absolutely.
Add 2 and 2.
Right. That's
okay.
what it's all about. Don't hurt anybody's feelings. Everybody's got to have some sort of self-esteem, which is very important.
Yeah.
I'm very big on self-esteem, but you don't get it by giving kids a false sense of security, because when you get out into the real world, guess who gets booted
right.
in the butt?
You're going to get some jobs. You're not going to get other ones. I mean, there's always just there's winning and there's losing
if
in life.
If you don't
you
have some
it.
Basic skills in life, you're going to get no job.
Right.
Zero. And why this isn't something that is being faced, the teachers, and here I am in my sort of anti-union stand, but the teachers' unions have been a cause. And whether your mother agrees with me or disagrees with me, Jennifer, the teachers' unions have brought a lot of this about, negotiating what they can do to work less and get paid more. And that's what it's all about. Unions in public circumstances and schools and working in the public sector are just unacceptable because they're interested in themselves by the very nature of what a union is, and it's understandable, and in some circumstances justified and warranted. In the private sector, where companies take advantage, they have to get everything they can to the bottom line, so they're going to pay as little as possible and make working conditions as miserable as they can, or not, they're not trying to make them miserable, but they are, as a result of not doing things that may cost a little bit of money because they want the money to go to the bottom line, because their job is to, the CEO's job is to get as much money in value to stockholders. That's how it works. So when, in this circumstance, the stockholders are you,
mm-hmm.
and you've paid, and you've paid, and you've paid.
You know, I think we need to look to China and see how China's educating their kids. I can guarantee you it's not in a coddling way. Because those are the people we have to compete with. I mean, that's a real threat.
I think you have a hard time selling that in America.
Really?
I think you'd have a hard time. Anything Chinese is
But think
even,
about, I mean, I'm not saying
I'm
copy
not
what they're doing,
it.
But be aware of what they're doing.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's not because I'm saying I don't know because there isn't a place. I don't know where the best educational system is. My guess would be Scandinavia would be pretty sharp. My guess is in South America, countries like Brazil, where they're coming on very fast. They're doing an excellent job of educating the students. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to have the thriving economy if they didn't have workers. We bring Brazilians up here to do the work. You think the Brazilians are bringing the Americans down there to do the work?
Yeah, right.
I think so. So that means they must be providing on their own what's necessary to make the system work.
So what is
necessary to make it work? I think this is a public conversation, a very good debate that we ought to be having here. And so I leave the door open for that possibility. 800-510-8255. We're talking about some of the other good things. And this is kind of, this is, in a sense, a part of this. The American Literary Council has taken up the task of our words. and why words are not spelled the way they sound. We're getting into an era and an area where people say, well, why do we spell through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H, when it actually ought to be spelled T-H-R-U? And why do we spell rough, R-O-U-G-H, instead of R-U-F? What?
Do you think that this is part of the internet generation? Because when we message and we email now or we text,
but
you know, it's the letter R, the letter U for R-U.
R-U, yeah. But what is, I mean, as a former English teacher, I know what the proper English is and how it sounds in terms of spelling and pronunciation. I don't know. Frankly, I couldn't tell you how it gets started in the first place. It has some connection to the Romance languages because that's where our language comes from the Latin. But why is it that we spell through T-H-R-U-O-U-G-H? I never knew that, even though I studied it and taught it. I don't know why. I just knew that was the correct way to spell it. But why is it the correct way to spell it? Why isn't it R-U-F?
Well, you know, if you look at Old English, a lot of the words are spelled very differently from the way we spell them today.
Yeah.
Pick up, a book from the 16th or 17th centuries, and you'll see that.
If you, let's see here, wouldn't it be more sensible to spell words the way they sound? Wouldn't it? W-U-D-N-T, it be more, M-O-R. Or make more sense, S-E-N-S, to spell, S-P-E-L, words, W-U-R-D-Z, the way, W-A-E, they, T-H-A-E, sound, because we say the vowels. Why is it they?
Oh,
why
shizzle.
Did why? Huh?
Oh, shizzle. Oh, yeah. You spelled words with a Z, so I went.
Okay, good, thank you. So it's worth thinking about it anyway, isn't it? Don't you think? 800-510-8255. If you're bugged by any of this, welcome to another great discussion of what's going on. What is it? I always loved Tom Likas. The stuff you really want to talk about. And it really is. This stuff affects you more.
Oh, here's
doesn't it?
Something interesting.
Why?
Here's something interesting about the evolution of language.
Etymology.
A lot of it had to do with the invention of the printing press.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, in line justification was also often achieved by shortening or lengthening a word rather than varying the word spaces. So if they needed additional room in order to make each line the same, they added letters to the word.
Really?
Or they took away letters from the word.
Huh. That's very interesting.
Is that interesting?
Yeah. Very compelling, Roberta. Thank you for finding it. In a few moments, we're going to talk about whether OnStar, the system that's used by General Motors,
OnStar.
Invades your privacy. Some people are maintaining that it invades your privacy. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hi, Teresa. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. You tell her I'm first in line.
You're first in line for me?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very complimentary and very funny.
Oh, there's our new co-host.
I know.
It's so funny you would say that because I was sitting here while I'm waiting thinking, you know what? I want to be on the show.
I can tell you the interview process doesn't involve needing to have skills.
But, you know,
some skills.
Okay.
You'd be willing to show your naked rear end in a movie?
Why in the world are you playing it? What are you doing?
What?
What was that?
Sly Stone, isn't that what you wanted?
You couldn't have proved it by me. What, you ran out of hits? If you couldn't find something that everybody would know?
That's a hit.
You ran out of hits. Nice.
That's a hit. You don't know
what
doesn't mean it's not a
hit. Yeah, it does. From that
no,
era.
Just showing how irrelevant he is again.
Yeah, right. I'm irrelevant.
Yeah.
That song, if that's a hit, I'll eat my underwear.
Wow.
Ew.
Can we watch
clean
that?
Dirty.
This was a hit. Crank it up, Richie. Somebody business loves to learn that another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves. It shows their funk. Richie, I thought you were big on funk. Sly Stone has apparently dropped a lot of money on. He's got two hobbies. One of them's drugs, and the other one is cars. He had lots of.
So now he lives in one.
Well, that's exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's homeless. And, I mean, this guy goes back to the late 70s, the early 80s, when the funk stuff through the 80s, 1987. He stopped performing in 1987. And then there was a tribute for him, I think it was in the, like, 2006, 2007. Richie, he was, when he went on stage, he looked like there's something wrong with him. And, in fact, there is something wrong with him. He's today, the FBI is after him. His enemies have hired hitmen. He lives in a camper someplace. Nobody knows where it is.
Really?
Yeah. He has a taser that he has in his, wherever it is, little box that he lives in. The guy's gone, you know, drugs have ruined his mind, so he's become paranoid. So, sad story.
Aww.
Lives in a van. And a box in Los Angeles. Now, here's a guy who had the world by a tail. This is another one of those stories about what happens to people who abuse drugs, use drugs, and you wonder how it is these things are so powerful. We were talking earlier, Roberta, about how The use of drugs certainly helps our enemies. We have people, and people don't even realize it. They are so self-centered and focused, they don't realize that all of this drug money goes to support the Taliban, to support Al-Qaeda, to support the people who want to destroy us. And this is how foolish it is. We're destroying ourselves in any number of ways. One of them is by using the drugs in the first place, because it ruins our bodies and our minds. But the money is going to destroy our country and our way of life. And yet people keep using it. We're more dependent. Stuff is being sold, you know, whether it's alcohol, tobacco, hard drugs. It's amazing how much this has become a part of American life. You think we're all addicted to these cell phones and stuff and to the new media, new hardware. But there are so many more people, every younger kids, too, every year that are getting in on this. So Sly Stone is an example of that. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, showing you how a pizza box can affect the rest of your life. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. Okay, many of us love pizza, don't we? And, of course, there's one basic recipe to pizza, and that is the cheese, the dough, and the tomato sauce. And we all have our favorite flavors, and we all have our favorite recipe. But what happens when a new pizza parlor opens up near us? Don't we all go run and see what variety they have, what different recipe they have? And what happens? We go there, we try it. Sometimes we like it, sometimes we don't. In life, do we do the same thing, however? We're set in our ways. Even when something new comes along, we resist so hard to try it and add variety to ourselves. We all need to take a lesson from the pizza box. Open it up. Try a new recipe. Try something new in life. Add variety. Add to your skills. Add to your talent. Add to the enjoyment of your life. Try it. Bring other people with you and enjoy the flavor that variety brings you. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for breast cancer research. Help support the girls is Elisa Ilana's new mantra for breast cancer awareness. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilana Jewelry. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. This is Andy Greenberg.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, putting a smile in your voice. I think I have a smile in my voice. I was just smiling, as a matter of fact. Richie, not sure about the smile in his voice today. I think he may have left it on a Saturday night someplace.
When you're smiling,
the whole world smiles at you. Jennifer has a smile in her voice because she went to bed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday and didn't get up until this morning.
I was partying it up this weekend.
Yeah. All right. So, let's see here.
You have a hangover there?
Who,
no,
Rich?
No, I went to bed at 9, and I went to bed at 10 o'clock on Friday and 9:30 on Saturday.
All right, there, so here's the 2020 news quiz. And I don't know the answer to this, by the way, because I haven't followed it. But all I know is we had all this hoopla last week about the six sun satellite, otherwise known as the six sun
satellite, which luckily did not hit any of us. So there you go.
Well, where did it go?
The ocean.
Did it?
Yeah, the Pacific Ocean.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I didn't see it or anything.
No. All right.
How come that didn't cause a tidal wave?
What, 6 tons? No, I don't think it was big enough.
Dropping from space? Really?
Nah. No, it's got to be bigger, you know, something.
Bigger than that?
Yeah, it's the size of a bus. It's a drop into
but
the...
a bus propelling from... What?
No.
It didn't break up in one piece.
Oh. If it was one piece, there'd be totally a tidal wave. I know it.
Yeah. Good for you, Jennifer. And be coming to your house. All right. So that takes care of that. Thank you, one and all, for your help. I didn't follow it, and I was just curious as to what happened to it. Obviously, nobody had a problem. Do you think you got any fish? Must have knocked off a couple of fish, at least, right?
Yeah.
How many pieces was it in, Rich? Did you hear?
I just heard that it was going to break up into smaller pieces, the biggest one being 300 pounds.
Really?
Mm. I don't know what it actually did.
300 pounds from space would do some damage, don't you think?
Yeah, if you were standing under it, it would. Or if it hit your house, it would. But hit the ocean, it's going to do anything. All right, let's get to the OnStar story before we get to Roberta and her Queen of Cheap. The OnStar service that now 6 million Americans use. You realize how this works, right?
I have
two-way.
OnStar.
You do. Okay.
I love OnStar.
Okay. Why do you love it? What happened?
Love it.
What have you used it? On what occasion have you used it?
There's been a number of times where my car either broke down or I had a problem actually with the ignition and I couldn't get the car started.
Yeah.
And I just pressed the OnStar button, and there they were. You know, there was someone right there to help me. There's another time where my GPS didn't work for some reason, and I just pressed OnStar. I told them, they said they knew where I was. I told them where I needed to go. I didn't even have the address. I just had the name. It was a store.
Yeah.
And they found the address for me, and they directed me to the store. There's been other times where I've been in really strange areas and felt really insecure, and I've called them. I said, could you just, like, stay stay with me on the line for a little while till I get out of here, and they have. It's like have somebody having your back. You're not alone, especially as a woman, and I drive at all hours of the day and night. I find it very reassuring that I am really just, you know, a button away. And even I have cell minutes on it, too, so in case my cell phone dies, which does happen, I have a backup system for phone calls as well. But
cool.
I've stuck to the Chevy brand. I had a Saturn for many years, and now I have an Equinox. I stuck to the Chevy brand specifically for OnStar.
Okay. Do you know they were selling?
I have Inform, which is the same thing.
Do you know that they're selling your data?
That's okay.
Oh, you don't care.
I have nothing to hide.
But then what kind of stupid answer is that? You have nothing to hide.
You were the ones that wouldn't go on Facebook because you were afraid they were going to know you.
But you know what it is? Whenever you go on the Internet, they're selling your data. Everybody is selling your data. Amazon is selling your data.
Doesn't mean it's right.
Selling your data. MSNBC is selling your data. No, it doesn't mean that it's right.
You've fallen into that hole where people accept things that are not acceptable.
But it's not going to stop you.
I would not buy it.
You can't be Sisyphus and keep rolling that ball up the hill as the ball keeps getting bigger and bigger. Eventually, it's going to start going down and like roll over you.
Yeah,
so
I'm
you
not,
just have to kind of
I would
it.
Not buy any car. I don't buy new cars anyway anymore, but I wouldn't buy one that had any of these sorts of devices.
But they all do now, Doug.
Yeah, so I won't buy a new car.
They all do. All the new, even if you don't, even if OnStar is not activated in your car, they are still tracking you.
Yeah, okay.
You just don't have the ability to use
sell.
It.
I'm going to opt out of buying anything. At what year do they start that? That's where I'll know where to buy a car.
Well, it's fairly recent.
Okay.
And I'm sure some of our listeners probably have even more data on that than I do. But I recently read that even if you don't activate these services in your vehicle, it still tracks you. It still knows where you are.
Another good reason not to
buy
it.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
All right. So the local station can be angry at me because I said this. But I think people don't know this, and I think they ought to know it. So you make up your own mind. I wouldn't buy a new car based on that. I wouldn't. I don't want to have people know
what
I'm
selling. Are they selling, like, what restaurant you're going to? Are they selling? I mean, what could they sell?
They follow the same stuff as what happens when you're online, as Roberta just suggested. They'll see what you're doing, who you're sending emails to, what are you searching. If I'm doing a search on borrowing money, what comes up on the side is all these banks around and what they're dealing with.
Yeah, but you're doing that in your car? I'm asking what your car's what
the
car is.
The OnStar thing, they're selling, I don't know, whatever the data is that they have on you that tells, I mean, when they sell you the car, they have data on you because they've, 9 times out of 10, you borrowed the money from them
to
finance it. That's all available. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Also, you got to be careful now because they're starting to admit records, OnStar and other type records like that, and even records from EasyPass in court, like in divorce cases. If the husband said he was at work, but he was really with his girlfriend in New Jersey or something, they can trace exactly where he was. And also the IRS, if you start claiming that you drove your car here and there and here and there, they can just pull up the records and go, no.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, all of a sudden now it's a whole new world out there.
Right. The new world order.
If you're going to do stuff like that, guys, if you're going to go, like, visit your girlfriend in Jersey and cheat and do nasty, despicable things, rent a car.
Roberta, why do you think guys? Why do you think no women do that? It's only guys who do
women
that.
Women are smarter. We take the subway.
I'm really.
Yeah, exactly. Women are smarter. We take public transport. We can cover our tracks better.
Good for you. All
men
right.
are just plain stupid that way.
Men apparently are just plain stupid all the way around. I think Richie and I should just roll up our rugs and leave the program to the two of you. All right, let's get to, speaking of things that Roberta can do, it's time for more deals from the Queen of Cheap. We have a number of things that are handy by. So
she's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessenberry.
Okay, let's start with Pete's Coffee, P-E-E-T. You may have one by you. And we got a coupon for you. Buy one drink, get one free. Just click on the Pete's Coffee coupon link on budstefan.com, and it'll bring you right there. And you just print it out. Get one free. Buy one, get one free. Oh, Christmas. I can't believe that they're starting with Christmas already. It's not even Halloween, and there's Christmas stuff. And even Land O'Lakes is in the thing. Free Land O'Lakes Christmas dessert recipe booklet. Yes, we have it for you on DougStefan.com. I guess it's how to use butter and all sorts of stuff. But then again, what's Christmas desserts like without butter in them and make you nice and fat? Free Bath and Body Works lip cream item with a $10 purchase. We have that coupon for you as well. Actually, this is not a coupon. I stand corrected. This is a text. You text XOXO to a specific set of numbers, and we have that on DougSteffen.com. And then you just show it, and you'll get the Free Bath and Body Works lip cream item. Free full-size Procter & Gamble products. This is pretty cool. Starting today at 12 noon, Allure Magazine is going to be giving away 10,000 free full-size Procter & Gamble products every day for 1 week. Like I said, they go live at 12 noon, so if you got the time to go online, you could score one for yourself. Arby's looking for a free lunch, a free smoking chipotle chicken sandwich. We have a coupon for you. You get it free, and it's good through the end of September. And all of these things will shortly be on DougSteffen.com under the Queen of Cheap section.
The Queen of Cheap is Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, 800-510-8255. Coming up, Bill O'Reilly and John Stewart have another fight. Jennifer's going to talk about what's going on television, and there's always a good story or two or three or four. Plus, I think, have we now seen all of the premieres? The new season is pretty much underway.
This week's still
really?
Going on. Yes, yeah. Mike
When's
and Molly
The Walking
tonight?
Dead starting? I'm waiting for The Walking Dead.
I don't think that starts till October.
Oh, is that
October? Next week,
okay.
I think.
What's The Walking Dead? What's that about?
Oh, it's a great zombie series. And it ended last year with them blowing up the CDC in Atlanta.
Perfect. Sounds like a pretty good idea, actually.
I love that show.
I think there is, didn't I see on NCIS tomorrow night, there's some agency being hacked and attacked. So it's all, it's part of the drama of the day. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
High levels of vitamin C are bad for you.
Ginkgo doesn't help.
Is good for memory.
Salt is
detrimental.
Beneficial to your health.
Confused by all the nutritional information out there? Then trust your nutrition to New Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, the number one selling multivitamin brand. With omega-3, probiotic, and fruit and veggie, Pro Nutrients work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum help make nutrition possible. Now at Walmart.
Why do women everywhere love Double Wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days, free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of Double Wear and a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary, quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, waiting for the theme for the television report. However, it might be that I could sing it. It's 57 channels and nothing's on. At least they have the number right anyway. So, Jennifer, what's the story? O'Reilly and Stewart at it again. Amusing, probably, if nothing else.
Yeah, actually, we'll put this up on Facebook. There's a lovely YouTube video if you want to watch the fight.
Really?
In detail. But they're going back and forth about taxes and about what constitutes the rich. And there was a little bit of mocking about being a Subway, being a sushi eating liberal to Jon Stewart. And, you know, just a little.
Well, didn't it all started with O'Reilly saying, in response to all of this tax discussion,
mm-hmm.
O'Reilly said he was thinking about quitting his program if taxes are raised too much. He's
right.
Making $7-8 million a year at Fox, and who knows how much else he makes from books and speaking and that kind of stuff. He's then saying, I'm going to quit. And Stewart's basically giving him the old 1-2 about that.
Right, and we'll put the video up, like I said, because there's also a little part where Jon Stewart, I guess, has been mocking the owner of 33 Subway sandwich shops, Congressman John Fleming, and he doesn't want to pay higher taxes either. So there's more to this story.
Fleming, here's the story behind that. Fleming was on an interview with one of the MSNBC hosts last week, and MSNBC is left of center. So this guy goes on. And he's talking about, they set him up, he brings in $6.9 million a year. He's got Subway shops, he's got some UPS mail centers, that kind of stuff that he owns. He's an entrepreneur, he started with nothing, came from nothing, built businesses up. And instead of trying to portray him as a good American story, the interviewer is trying to hack him apart.
Right. And he said if you go after high-income earners, you're going after job creators.
Right.
And he didn't like that at all.
This guy is a job creator, as is everybody else who has businesses like this. They start from scratch, they build a business, and they hire people. Mm-hmm. So this guy has, at the end of the day, after he's paid all his expenses, has $400,000 left. And this person that was interviewing him, jerk that she was, tried to make him out to be a bad guy. Well, what do you have in common with somebody who makes $40,000? That's not the point. Is the guy who's making $40,000 a year creating jobs for anybody by working at one of the UPS stores or at the Subway shop?
Mm-hmm.
It's specious arguments like that that color this thing and make the arguments untenable, frankly,
right.
Because the arguments don't hold up. All right, anyway. So
Jon Stewart was making fun of him. O'Reilly then said, kind of slammed Jon Stewart and said, you're a sushi-eating, latte-drinking New Yorker. And then O'Reilly said, if you start a taxing achievement, then some of the achievers are going to pack it in.
If you're a sushi-eating, latte-drinking New Yorker. But Jon Stewart is not in that category. In fact,
I love O'Reilly.
He's in a category all his own, kind of like me.
There you go. Hi, Jennifer, what's going to premiere tonight and this week?
Mike and Molly is back tonight on CBS, but the big news over the weekend is we now know who the new boss on The Office will be.
Yeah, who's that?
Have you heard?
No.
Ed Helms is going to be the new boss. He'll be joining the cast.
Who is he?
Ed Helms, he's a movie actor, very funny comedian. He's done some movies with Steve Carell.
Never heard
a good choice, I think.
Yeah. All right, 51 after.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Gene Bruno, who is a professor of dietary supplement science. That's pretty interesting that it's been
Sounds very important, doesn't it?
Yeah, got degrees in nutrition and herbal medicine. He's also a spokesperson for New Vitality. He's been providing educational services about nutrition and dietary supplements and healthy living for a long, long time. The focus, you've heard me talking about the thing that goes on with men, how if you have children, I think that was the latest thing. First of all, let me welcome Gene. Good to have you here on Good Day, Gene.
Well, thanks, Doug. It's great to be with you.
There was a story this past week about what happens with men as they have children. You're familiar with that story? They lose their testosterone?
I hadn't heard that particular story, but I'm certainly familiar about how men lose their testosterone.
Well, why would it be? I was just curious as to why they would lose testosterone. What is there about the system that men who are parenting, if you will lose that important hormone?
Well, I can't speak specifically to the parenting aspect of it, but what I can tell you is that men do lose testosterone naturally as they age. It actually starts fairly early, about age 30. Men will, experience a decrease in their testosterone levels of about maybe 1% per year. And that continues, and, in the beginning, you don't really notice any significant difference because it really isn't significant. But when you get up to, say, in your mid to late 40s or early 50s, that's when oftentimes you really start to notice the significant difference in having that reduction in testosterone levels.
What is andropause?
Andropause is a term. Andro is short for androgen, which just is a term that means male hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And so andropause is sort of reminiscent of menopause. It's when a man is having that reduction that I just spoke of in testosterone. It's when the reduction becomes significant enough that he experiences this process that I was discussing. And, it tends to happen. One of the reasons it happens is that our body takes the testosterone that we have, and it'll start to convert it into two other hormones. And as it converts it into these two other hormones, naturally the residing testosterone drops. One hormone is called DHT, and the other hormone is a form of estrogen. And it's really not, for men, particularly desirable to have increased levels of these two other hormones. The DHT can result in prostate problems and a number of other issues, and the increase in estrogen can reduce sperm count and have other feminizing aspects of male sexual characteristics. So we really don't want to convert our testosterone too much into these other two hormones if we can prevent it. But that does happen to a number of men as they age, and that's andropause.
And that's why, in part, men's performance in terms of being able to make love is less as they get older, is because of that?
Oh, sure. That absolutely is a major aspect. There's really, you know, two things that happen with men that may affect their sexual drive. And, you know, one of them is absolutely the reduction in testosterone. Another one has to do with the circulation issues. But really, the critical thing, and you mentioned, you know, that decrease in sexual function or desire, but it's not just that. That's a big issue. The other things associated with the reduction of testosterone is a decrease in energy. For some men, it can result in hair loss. Certainly decrease in muscle mass, increase in body fat. Changes in mood, you know, where their wife is starting to say to their husband, you know, you're acting like a grumpy old man.
Yep.
And it's because of these changes in mood, this reduction in testosterone. Really, it is a quality of life issue for men when that testosterone drops.
All right. So one of the things, as you have been a spokesperson for New Vitality, you've been talking about the fix of this program, of the problem with a new program for a product called Ageless Male.
Right.
What do we do? What does that do? We got about 60 seconds.
Ageless Male has had a very interesting published clinical study on it. And when I first read it, I was quite impressed with it, which is why I eventually became somebody who was a spokesperson for this product. In the research, they did the research on the baby boomer men and older. And what they found was it increased their testosterone levels by 61%, which is very significant. What impressed me extremely was that it only happened in 2 weeks. It wasn't like a long term.
Wow.
To be on it for so many months. There was even increases within 3 days and 7 days when they did the blood tests.
All right, so if you want to improve your circumstance as described in 2 weeks, it's Ageless Male. You can get a deal by calling 800-864-4031. If it sounds good to you, it's a money-back guarantee on this product, Ageless Male. 800-